In the country, there are two really large propane marketing hubs. This is where you have large storage facilities. It's where you have what are called fractionators, which separate propane out from other things. And they're located in two places. One in the Midwest is located in Conway, Kansas. The other is in Mont Belvieu, Texas, right across the Houston Ship Channel from Houston. With increasing production of oil and natural gas in the United States, we've also seen an increase in production of propane. For the longest time, we saw a lot of that propane making its way to Conway and lowering the price at Conway and unable to make its way down south to Mont Belvieu. So we had these pipelines be built to bring more propane down to Mont Belvieu.
And is that for exports then, I assume?
No, Mont Belvieu has a large petrochemical demand sector. Mont Belvieu is really the big hub when you talk about propane. That's where the largest storage concentration is.
I see.
Okay, and so for a while, for the past previous 3 years or so, Conway was at a discount to Mont Belvieu. So if you're a producer and you're trying to sell your molecules of propane, you wanted to get it to Mont Belvieu and put it in storage in Mont Belvieu because the price was higher there. So what happened is that this year, leading into this winter, propane inventories in Pad 2 were lower than the five-year average, whereas in Pad 3, they were higher than the five-year average. And so what we had is, again, a large amount of propane in storage in the Gulf Coast and a slightly below average or below average level of inventory in Conway or Pad 2. We had the corn harvest, which was large and it was late and it was very wet. And so in the Midwest, when you harvest corn, you have to dry it to get that moisture content down. And farmers do this by using these large dryers that are fueled by propane. So in the first week of November of 2013, we saw a very large withdrawal of inventories in Pad 2 of propane, and that was related to the corn harvest. What happened is there's distribution terminals in the upper Midwest, and those are the guys that will drive a truck filled with propane. They'll fill up at their terminal, put it on a truck, and they'll drive it to the farm where it's used. So those distribution terminals were emptied or had low inventories right after this corn harvest. So normally, after the corn harvest, these distribution terminals have several weeks before they have to start responding to the winter heating season demand. This time around, they had a short turnaround period because the cold weather hit fairly shortly thereafter. And also there were some logistical issues. There was a pipeline that would normally bring propane down from Canada that was under maintenance, and there were delays in rail shipments and so on. These distribution terminals had low inventories, and then the cold weather hits, and they go from supplying the record corn harvest to record space heating demand for residential propane use.
I've been speaking with Mason Hamilton. He's a petroleum markets analyst at the Energy Information Administration in Washington, D.C. And Mason, as the upper Midwest and the Plain States, as far west as Colorado, is really finally trying to come to grips with this lingering winter and some very unusual weather patterns, how has that been trending as you've been observing that in the data? What has happened to propane throughout the Midwest?
Propane prices, we collect propane prices on a weekly basis at both the residential and wholesale level for the Midwest. Back in January of last year, we were looking at around a price of $1.70 a gallon. Leading into this year, we had that record corn harvest, and almost immediately thereafter, prices at the residential level started to rise along with wholesale levels. So back in November, we saw around $2 a gallon in 2013, and then that shot up. Prices shot up on January 27th to at a residential level in the Midwest to $4.19 a gallon. And that is reflective of what was going on in the wholesale markets. Now, since that peak in January 27th, we have seen some significant and consistent declines over the past several weeks. And our most recent number shows a residential propane price in the Midwest of $3.06 a gallon.
If there is a single factor or a number of factors, you know, to what would you attribute this steady decline from about a month ago?
So the large price increase that we saw attracted large volumes of propane into the Midwest from various sources. Once that propane made its way to the end user, that demand was sort of met because people who buy propane buy it in large quantities. You buy it and you fill up your tank in your backyard. And so since then, we have seen the price decline as a result of those large volumes of propane making their way into the region. Several states have waived what are called hours of service limitations. Basically, you can drive the drivers of propane delivery trucks can drive for longer than they normally would under regular regulations. And so that has allowed propane delivery trucks to bring in supplies from further away, from other states, from even the other regions of the country, in order to meet the needs of the Midwest.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn and many others like him issuing these emergency declarations and also this regional waiver that you mentioned, which you know comes from the federal government. In terms of economic impact and the trends that you're seeing, do you feel like those declarations were effective?
Well, I can't comment on how I feel about it, but I can tell you that we are seeing prices decline, whereas we still are. It's still cold out there.
Just about a month ago, we saw $4 a gallon propane being sold in the Midwest. Is that a number that you at the EIA are looking at as a record high? When was the last time we were at that level, if ever?
So the EIA began collecting this data series for weekly heating oil and propane prices back in 1990, and that is the single highest price we've ever recorded since then. The U.S. propane residential price for the week of January 27th, or the day of January 27th, peaked at $4.01 a gallon. So for the U.S. price, that is also the highest price recorded since 1990. This was a culmination of many different events transpiring to cause this. And I think the overall story that you really need to hammer down is it's cold out there. I mean, I saw pictures of a frozen river in Illinois just this morning on the news. So, I mean, with that kind of cold, there's going to be demand for everybody to stay warm.